It's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Trina in the Tax Quips forum, who wasn't an employee. She says, I started working for a newspaper company over the summer of 2011, delivering papers to homes using my own vehicle. The company did give me company checks, but they didn't take any taxes out. I believe they called their employees independent contractors. So, how do I file my taxes, since there was nothing taken out? Well, Trina, I well remember seeing those ads in the newspapers about making so much money per month, early in the morning delivering newspapers. It does sound tempting, doesn't it? You get your work out of the way early, then you have the whole day to do a regular job or your studies or take care of your children. But it doesn't really work out that way, does it? Did you also have to collect the subscription fees? My husband used to have to do that as a young boy. And yes, it is common for the newspaper industry to hire delivery folks as independent contractors. So, here's how you report the income in five simple steps. One, report the amount on that 1099 miscellaneous on your Schedule C, on the long version of the 1040. If you track the mileage, for 2011, you're going to have to total up the miles in two different groups, from January through June 30th and from July 1 through December 31, or the corresponding time period when you worked on this job, since you didn't do it for the whole year. The miles before June 30th are worth 51 cents a mile times the number of miles you drove, and the miles from July 1st onward are worth 55 cents a mile times the number of miles you drove, and you get to report the total mileage expense on line 9 of the Schedule C. 3. If you have other expenses like office supplies, other supplies, postage, phone, and so forth, you can deduct those as well. Step 4. Since you're working at home, it's possible that you may be entitled to office and home deductions. Maybe not if you didn't have a specific area where you were working. And step 5, once you arrive at a net profit, you'll be paying self-employment taxes on that profit at 13.3%. This is only for 2011. It's usually 15.3% in other years. IRS Publication 334 will provide more information about business deductions. Now, if you've never done this before, perhaps just for this year, you should have a tax pro help you. There are a lot of deductions you might be entitled to use, perhaps even to wipe out your profits. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about being in business and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.